The County of Simcoe has plans to widen County Road 4, Yonge Street, between Bradford and the Barry city limits, from 2 to 4 lanes. Phase 1 of the project was slated to take place along the stretch of road from just north of the Bradford town limits, to County Road 89 in Innisfil. But there have been delays, and changes to the plans. In its December meeting, the Innisfil Heritage Advisory Committee asked for an update, and called on town staff to engage with the County of Simcoe to hold a public information session, in person or virtual as deemed appropriate, for residents and property owners along Yonge Street, to inform residents of the progress of the project. The committee recommendation was received in the January 12 meeting of Innisfil Council, when Mayor Lynn Dolan suggested that rather than a public information center, the county should be invited to address council and engage with the town. In fact, Simcoe County has already planned a virtual public information center this February to answer questions and provide an update. The original notice issued by the county in November 2020 advised that the project will see the widening of County Road 4 from just north of Line 8 in Bradford West Gwillimbury to 300 meters north of County Road 89 in Innisfil, in three phases, with Phase 1 widening Yonge between a point 200 meters north of Line 8 BWG, and just south of Line 11. Tree cutting, fencing and utility relocation were to be completed by the end of 2021. However, the limits of Phase 1 have now been revised, due to the advancement of the Ministry of Transportation's Bradford Bypass, explained Julie Scruton, the county's manager of transportation construction. The new Phase 1 limits are now approximately 300 meters south of Line 9 Bradford West Gwillimbury, to 400 meters south of Line 11, Scruton said, adding that the MTO will handle the widening of County Road 4 between Lines 8 and 9 as part of the early works for the bypass. Timing has also changed. While tree removal and fencing have been completed, Scruton said, the ongoing COVID pandemic led to delays in the relocation of the utilities. These utility relocations within Phase 1 are expected to commence in late January 2022, she stated, with the tender release for the construction project anticipated in late spring, early summer of 2022. Scruton noted that there is a further cause for delaying the start of construction, related to questions raised by the Innisfil Heritage Committee, a need to complete a Stage 4 archaeological assessment and report for the project. A Stage 3 archaeological assessment of several properties, completed in late 2021, was submitted to the Ontario Ministry of Heritage, Sport, Tourism and Culture Industries, and flagged for further investigation. Stage 4 archaeological assessments are required and will be completed this spring when ground conditions permit the fieldwork, Scruton said. Some of the utility relocations may be impacted by the Stage 4 archaeological assessments. Construction cannot commence until the Stage 4 archaeological assessment and the utility relocations have been completed, and therefore no start date for construction has yet been established. The timing of Phase 2, Line 11 to Line 13 BWG, and Phase 3, Line 13 to north of County Road 89, will depend on budget and other considerations. Scruton noted that County Road 4 is not the only project on the books this year. The county is committed to investing in maintaining and enhancing our road networks to meet our continued growth, she said. Our 2022 budget includes $28.8 million for transportation and road maintenance, and we are scheduled to rehabilitate around 60 kilometers of road, as well as working on several major multi-year projects, on County Roads 4, 21, 27 and 93. As for the future phases of the County Road 4 widening, she had further assurances for the Innisfil Heritage Advisory Committee, relating to the preservation of heritage buildings. The proposed intersection improvements in Churchill, at County Road 4 and Line 4 Innisfil, will be completed within the existing county right-of-way. Heritage buildings adjacent to County Road 4 will not be impacted by the road construction, she said, insisting that there is sufficient room to widen County Road 4 from 2 to 4 lanes, with one shared through, left turn lane and one shared through, right turn lane at the intersection. The virtual public information center will be launched by the county in early February 2022, providing additional details online.